Township?
Okay, the Honorable Mr. Louis F. Willis is going to conduct your hearing at this time, sir. So just hang on to the phone.
Sir, do you hear me?
Yes.
Can you state your whole name and ABC number for the record?
Erwin Cortez, Chair, 07463.
Thank you, sir, and good morning. You are appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for revocation hearing regarding your community supervision. This hearing is about the one alleged violation listed on your warrant of arrest. I understand that you already had a probable cause hearing on March 27, 2019. Is that correct, sir?
Yes.
Well, we're going to follow a slightly different script, but we will continue through the first phase and the second phase. And you were informed of your hearing rights. One of those rights is that you can hire at your expense or to represent you. Seeing no attorneys with you, are representing yourself today, sir. I'd like to swear you and our community corrections hearing officer in. So Mr. Huerta and Mr. Turner, you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, so you affirm.
Yes.
I do also need to make an amendment to the warrant.
Yes, sir.
Included in the warrant but not notated on page one of the warrant is a TLC discharge letter.
So that would be under exhibits, under other?
Under exhibits, yes, sir.
Thank you. Location's been made. Thank you, Mr. Turner. We'll continue the hearing, Mr. Huerta. I'd like to introduce you to the members of the board conducting the hearing with you today. If you can see on the video conference screen, we get the board back. In the hearing room today, starting with the opposite end of the bench working toward me, we have the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse. At the center, we have our esteemed board chairman, Dr. C.T. Wright. Next to me is Honorable Mr. David Neal. And my name is Louis Quinones. I'll be serving as the panel lead for your hearing. Again, also present in the room is our community corrections hearings officer, Mr. Turner, and he'll be representing the Department of Corrections as well as the parole officer. So your hearing will be conducted in two phases. Phase one will be to determine if the terms and conditions of your supervision have been violated. And phase two will determine whether your release status should be revoked or reinstated. Again, you received the probable cause hearing in front of a hearing officer on February 13, 2019. At that hearing, the probable cause officer found that, just give me 1 second. Oops, I'm sorry, I stated the wrong date on that, I was looking at the wrong form. You had a probable cause hearing on March 27, 2019, and at that hearing, the probable cause officer found that due to Mr. Huerta's admission, the allegation is true, and I find the probable cause that Mr. Huerta violated the condition of his release and has lapsed, was probably about to lapse in criminal ways for the company. Based on the findings of the probable cause officer, the Department of Corrections information contained in that warrant, I move to find Mr. Huerta delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of supervision, and that he may have or have lapsed in criminal ways for company.
Second.
Agreed.
Agreed.
And second, is that Mark? Probable cause hearing. No, sorry, seconded by Mr. Neal?
Yes, sir.
Seconded by Mr. Neal, reconfirmed by the Honorable Dr. Wright, and the Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse. Okay, Mr. Huerta, we're going to continue the second phase of your hearing. And it is during this phase that the board will determine whether your supervision should be continued or revoked. But before we move on, please stand by as Mr. Turner, our Community Corrections Hearings Officer, is going to give us additional background information about your case. If you'll just stay on the phone, sir, we'll come back to you shortly for questions, and you will be able to speak to the board in detail. Okay, sir?
Correct.
Thank you. Mr. Turner, if you will.
Yes, sir. Quarto was released from ADC custody on 1/14/2019 and arrested on 3/10/2019 by the Kingman Police Department on old unpaid fines and the ADC warrant. He was returned back to ADC custody on 3/13/2019 with an adjusted CSED of 5/2/2019 with 47 abscond days. Current conviction, 2017, shoplifting, 1 year, 6 months. Prior convictions, 1991, possession, sale, and inhaling, 9 months. 1993, commitment B, count one, possession, sale, and inhaling, 1 year. 1993, commitment C, count one, possession, sale, and inhaling, 2 years. 1994, possession and sale of inhalant, 1 year, 6 months. 1997, possession and sale inhalant, 1 year, 6 months. 1999, possession and sale of inhalant, 1 year, 6 months. 2000, unlawful use of means of transportation, 1 year. 2008, commitment H, count one, aggravated DUI, 4 months. 2008, commitment I, count one, aggravated DUI, 3 years. 2011, resisting arrest, 1 year, 9 months. This is his ninth term in ADC with a CUIR score of 2.2, mental health score of 2, substance use score of 3. There is no STG information noted. Prior terms of supervision, 1992, provisional release, completed 13 days. 1994, temporary release, arrested on new charge, administratively revoked. 1999, TIS release, absconded for 1 month, 3 days, arrested by Border Patrol, revoked by BOEC. 2001, TIS release, absconded 29 days, revoked by BOEC. 2011, TIS release, completed 9 months. 2013, TIS release, arrested on new misdemeanor assault charge, reached CCD prior to seeing the DOEC. Disciplinary is moderate with drugs, alcohol, weapons noted. Other arrest, 1988, simple assault and battery, California, unknown. He has a GV score of G3, V4.
Thank you, Mr. Turner. Back to you, Mr. Huerta.
Yes.
I recognize that you only have 17 days left before you complete your sentence, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
We like to give people the opportunity, if they want to fill their number at this point of the hearing. Now, this hearing is your right. I'm not discouraging you. I'm just telling you, we do not think that you would be released any sooner than your flat sentence end date. Even if we did vote to return you to community supervision, there's a certain amount of administrative out-processing. It takes usually a couple weeks. So the question I have is, do you want to continue with your hearing, or do you want to close your number?
Okay.
Then I'm going to go and make a motion, then we'll shorten the hearing, and that is based on the information in warrant number 2019-0463, as well as information provided by the Department of Corrections, a move to revoke community supervision as Mr. Huerta was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of the supervision and had lapsed or was about to lapse in a total ways for our company. Seconded by the Honorable Mr. Neal, agreed upon by the Honorable Dr. Wright, the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse. Mr. Huerta, your supervision has been revoked, but you will be released in 17 days, what looks to be May 2nd, 2019. And we encourage you to take advantage of these last days inside the Department of Corrections and put together a plan for your safe return to the community. It's not my position to scold, but it looks like that you've been in and out of the system a few times, sir, and we highly encourage you to have a plan to stay out of harm's way and away from the criminal justice system and hopefully we'll never see you again in Orange. So we want to thank you for appearing before the board today. Please have a safe return to the community, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you.